feels great. Feels good, you know, coming in and seeing all the guys. I mean, I live only like a couple miles from here, but every time I drive by and I see cars and stuff here, it gets me excited. So it's been good to be back. You know, it's only been about an hour or so, but it's good to see everybody, catch up with everyone, and just enjoying everything.
What's it been like the last few weeks driving by and
going to the minor leaguers? Very weird. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, you love baseball, you love being a Diamondback, and then driving by and seeing work going on and people playing, it gives you that itch. And, you know, I'm glad to be out here now.
How are you kind of processing, you know, obviously there was a couple times where it seemed like it was close to reaching an agreement and
yeah.
You
know, I think during those times, it was just kind of keep a level head. You know, you don't want to get too excited, but you don't want to, like, have no expectations. So kind of just stay in the middle, just flow and understand that, you know, if it's ready to go, we're ready to go. And, you know, that whole process, it happened pretty quickly over the last, you know, last day or so. So, but, you know, stay in the moment, enjoy it. And we're outside in a beautiful day and playing baseball.
Are you happy with what the players were able to get?
Yeah, I think, you know, for the most part, I think a majority, you know, we came together and thought it was a good place to be. And, you know, I'm just happy to be out here and playing baseball.
Carson, what was your day like yesterday? How did you find out that they reached the settlement? What were the reactions? What happened from there?
Just the group message that we have with the team. We were talking pretty much the whole day. Guys were asking questions and seeing, you know, is this, like, what's the next steps? How is it going to look? Where are we going with it? Nick did a great job helping us. He's our player rep. He kept us informed, and as time went on, we were ready to go and just kind of went as normal and didn't get a lot of sleep last night because I was so excited.
Carson, how do you feel about getting all your pitchers ready to pitch in games next week?
That's probably one of the craziest things ever, but it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, a lot of guys we've been in touch over this lockout and going to different fields and talking and throwing bullpens and stuff. So we've been working together a lot, a few of the guys that have been in town. And, you know, it's been good to reconvene with those guys.
We talked to you a lot about very little knowledge about how this works. Like, let's just take whatever they offer, and then by the end, you're just kind of gung-ho. How did your progression go this winter?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I was kind of like Josh a little bit. I didn't really know a lot what was going on. And, I understood that, you know, it could have been a possibility. And as time went on and as the off season went on, so right at the beginning of the off season, I started asking more questions, reading a little bit more, just being more informed. And, you know, as time went on, and the more conversations you have with the guys, I mean, I've seen Josh a lot this offseason, so we've talked and, you know, just to gain more knowledge.
From your perspective, what's the biggest thing you guys got?
I'm not probably going to not go into those details, but I think that, you know, we're all united as players, and, you know, a majority came out and we wanted to play, and I think that's, you know, that's where we're at.
You guys had to get ready quickly.
A little bit, you know, guys, we've been talking about that, and it's going to be quick. You know, games start, I don't know, you said Thursday or something like that. So guys are ready. You know, we've been training. We've been talking a lot about, you know, what do we need to do when we get to camp? How can we accelerate things and get things ready to go? So, you know, I think we're in a really good spot going forward.
Carson, is there any concern about the erosion of the fan base through all this labor talk and that some of the fans may just turn their back on the game of baseball now?
I haven't thought a lot about that. I think with us getting 162 games, and I think us with spring training being accelerated here, the lockout wasn't, you know, ideal, but I think, you know, since we got going here pretty soon and games are going to be played, I think it's going to be all right. You know, I'm excited to see the fans. You know, we're outside. It's a beautiful day. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing fans in the stands.
Any reaction to some of the rule changes?
I mean, I'm not really all informed on the rule changes. I think it's bases and stuff, bases and
universal DH.
Oh, the universal DH, yeah. So I think that was a big one. And, you know, in the minor leagues, you play with the DH all the time. And so I think guys have experience with it, and we just got to continue to adjust and go with the flow.
As part of the battery, how do you think the pitch box changes the way you will approach the game?
I think we just got to be more prepared. You know, I think it's going to take an adjustment period. I think guys are going to understand what it takes to, you know, we're going to time different things and see how long sign sequencing takes and things like that. But I think it's something we're just going to have to adjust to.
And how does this kind of first day reporting compare to ones in the past? Do you have a little bit more of an appreciation for it?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it happened fast, you know, because in most times you get to circle the date on the calendar and go, that's when we're starting. And now this last couple weeks, it's been, all right, ready to go at any time. And, you know, it finished, I think it was yesterday. So here we are, ready to go. And, you know, it's just excited to put this uniform on and go play.
You had a tough year last year with the injuries. How are you feeling coming into the season now?
Feel good. It's been... the wrist feels really good. The toe feels good. I mean, it's been a really productive off season. Done a lot of good work on recovery and things like that. And you know, mind mental stuff. It's been really, really good. All right. Sweet, guys. Thank you.